Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
It's Tuesday. Mark Kay Pasa Tuesday. Hey, Hannah. Good morning.
What was that?
Could you please tell your dad to stop leaving open mic messages?
That was not my father. He has no accent whatsoever.
Anyway, what's up, Hannah? How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Josh, how are you? Everyone good?
Be any too.
We're keeping with the Spanish theme.
See?
We definitely need the K-Pasa shirts, K-A-Y-E. We're going to work on that. In fact, here's the thing. We have so much stuff on the brink of happening around here. There are like three major projects we've been working on for months. They're on the brink of happening, but they're not yet happening.
I feel like that might be the motto for the show in general.
It really is.
The show is on the brink of happening.
Exactly right.
I thought that's what we were going to say was brink of happening today because my producers are awful.
You guys have been okay. You've been sitting here acting like you've been working for a long time, actually.
I was really impressed.
I'm trained in theater.
Yeah. Right.
But we
have a lot of things. August, here's the thing. August is going to be a really big month for the show. We're going to have so much to do. We're going to be so slammed, so busy. And we're going to get the merch store back online because we've had some issues with that. We'll add some K-Pasa shirts because that seems to be, I don't even remember how that happened, but that seems to be the new. Oh, Sydney's in there rubbing, saying, no, don't do the K-Pasa. Oh, she wants one. Oh, okay, good, perfect. Okay, good, yeah, we're on. We'll figure it out. But we're going to get if anyone has any other ideas of stuff that they need, to put on their bodies that help brand the show or whatever, anything else, we'll take your ideas. Also, not only that, but we have some expansion plans that we're working on as well. You're going to go out to a buffet is what.
Okay.
Josh is like, what? Are we expanding? Yeah. We're going to expand our waistlines by eating. No, we have a lot of stuff that I think August is going to be. It's going to be huge, to quote the president of the United States. What is so funny over there?
I was laughing at your joke.
Oh, well, leave your microphone on so everyone can hear you.
I'm sorry, guys. I was laughing.
My mic was on the whole time.
Here's the thing. When your microphone is on and you laugh, it sounds like you're laughing at me. When your microphone's off and you laugh, it sounds like you're not paying attention and you're laughing at something else.
I was laughing at you.
Oh, okay.
Also, my brain, I thought of K-Pasta instead of K-Pasa.
Oh, wow. Okay, you can turn your mic off now.
Okay.
855-765-1045 is our. Listen, there's a lot of stuff. There's today, really, the big story is no laughing matter. We got a crisis here in Jacksonville. The sheriff of Duval County, Mike Williams, he lit off an explosion yesterday that is reverberating throughout the entire country. And I don't know if he did it on purpose. I don't know if this was one of his, like, passive-aggressive ploys to send a clarion call to the Republican National Committee to get off their butts and start working. But he basically yesterday negated the idea of having the Republican National Convention here in Jacksonville. And the mayor is speaking today sometime during the show. Is that right?
11:30 a.m.
Fantastic. 11:30 a.m. So no mail time today. Thanks, Mayor Curry. But he's going to be speaking about, I assume that, about coronavirus, about some other things before the show. Now, if you listen to the Republican National Committee and if you listen to the Republicans and you see, they're still planning on coming. Their goal is to have this convention August 23rd through the 27th here in Jacksonville in some form. Whether it's going to be all 4 days, whether it's going to be big events, little events, whether it's going to be a delegate-only thing or a delegate-plus-one thing, whether it's going to be at Vistar, whether it's going to be at Everbank or not, what's it called now? TIAA Bank, because they bought out Everbank. I know that because they sent me because I had a mortgage with Everbank. Now I have it with TIAA. Anyway, but that's TMI. that's TIAA TMI. Anyway, but wherever this thing's going to be happening, they're convinced that it's going to be happening here. Mike Williams, who's in charge of making sure that it happens safely, literally yesterday said, it's not going to happen here. He basically said, we have a ton of clips, or we tried to get him on the show, but he still doesn't answer our calls. But we should send him a K-Pasa shirt when we get one. That definitely... That would definitely build a bridge, I'm sure. But he basically said, we are past the point of no return. And this is, here. In fact, here he is saying we are past the point of no return.
And at this point, we're simply past the point of no return to execute the event safely.
Okay, so that's it. We're not going to, and I guess technically what he's saying, is not, we can't execute the event. He's saying we can execute the event, but it's every man for himself.
And at this point, we're simply past the point of no return to execute the event safely.
So we can execute the event, we just can't execute the event safely. So, sure, the president can come into town, the delegates can come into town, the media can come into town, Black Lives Matter can come into town, Antifa can come into town, whoever. Everybody can still come for this event in August, which is probably one of the most important nominating ceremonies ever. It's just that we may all get, you know, the crap kicked out of us while we're here. It may just be a melee, a free-for-all, utter mayhem. Which is really, I'm going to grab my camera definitely and head down there. Now, by the way, we need to discuss this because we are still in the process of planning out our broadcast schedule. Will we be broadcasting from the venue? Will we be broadcasting downtown at the RNC? What's our plan going to be moving forward? Our company has already told us that if we go down there to broadcast, we have to quarantine for 2 weeks afterward, which I'm not too happy about. If I go down there, and then I get beat up by Antifa, and then I have to sit at home and listen to my wife yell at me for getting beat up for 2 weeks. I don't know if I can handle all that. So we may just stay here in the studio. And so we're still, like I said, it's still 30 some odd days away. Mike Williams says it's not enough time, but I feel like we can pull together. You know, I actually have an idea. We're going to go through what Mike Williams said because, again, he feels like the plan is not working.
The plan in its current configuration is not working. And we need some significant movement to happen to have any kind of event.
Yeah, he's basically saying right now we are way behind where we should be.
We're inside of 40 days away. I mean, we should be fine-tuning this event, and we really don't have a solid plan as of yet.
Man, 40 days away, and he's already wants to be at the fine-tuning. He would hate working on this show. Because, like, literally, with 15 seconds left to go, I was in the hallway going, how much time? So, I mean, we need 15 seconds to fine-tune this program, but he needs 40 days to get everything in a row. And I guess a big problem is there's not a lot of communication between the RNC and the local authorities. They can't write the contracts. They don't know what kind of money they have coming in.
You know, contractually, there's things we need to enter into contracts for to secure that we have them during the convention. We're not able to do that as of yet because of, you know, grant and financial concerns between DOJ and the cities.
Right. So his primary concern, again, is that he can't guarantee the safety of anyone involved.
We are tasked with obviously keeping the event safe, keeping our community safe during the event. I can tell you in this current configuration, I don't feel comfortable that we can do that.
All right. Here's my suggestion. Do you remember like a week ago or 2 weeks ago when they were planning some kind of event in Clay County, some kind of protest? And Daryl Daniels made that really great video with all of his deputies and his hat over his head. And he basically said, don't be bringing that mess to Clay County. You ain't going to be tearing up Clay County is what he said. And then at the end, he made that proposal where he would deputize every single law-abiding, lawful gun owner in Clay County to help keep the peace. I think that if we're within 40 days and we don't have, you know, if Mike Williams doesn't have all of the assets that he needs, I feel like we could probably borrow that idea. Deputize every law-abiding, lawful gun owner in Duval County, have them stationed downtown during the RNC. I feel like that is a win-win.
I think that's great.
I feel like that's a win-win.
That terrifies me.
Why does that terrify
Everybody
you?
Everybody who has a gun, just go guard the arena.
They're a law-abiding citizen.
Every gun owner.
Every lawful, law-abiding gun owner would be deputized.
They have to have a clean record.
Yeah, they got to be. And they go down there and they get, remember the badges? Look, we have badges already.
Yeah, I can give them more.
Right, we can. Hannah, where'd you get these? Oriental Trading or something?
No, Amazon.
Oh, perfect. Just go to Amazon, order like 1,000 of these, and we'll start handing them out.
The real metal.
The real. Yeah, that doesn't sound... That sounds like real metal. No, but isn't that a great idea? Because then look at this. First of all, you're exercising your Second Amendment rights. Ooh. You're securing the city, mm-hmm, right, from any protesters, and you're sending a strong signal that Jacksonville will not be will not stand for this kind of stuff.
I like it.
I like it too. And remember the boats? We could have an armada.
I love it. And they could all be stationed right outside
on the river there. And they could have their guns pointed at land, like, you know, they did in the...
And I'm sure there's got to be people with helicopters. Just
or drones.
That's right.
Perfect. I'll tie a BB gun to my drone. That'd be great.
Hey,
be great.
Stop acting up.
I feel like this is a plan. Star 1045 if you're trying to get through, or 855-765-1045. More from Mike Williams. He's being a negative Nelly, man. He's like, this RNC cannot happen in Jacksonville. We are not, nor will we be able to prepare to execute it safely. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show next on 104.5 WOKV.
He's entertaining, informative, and he puts the talk in Jacksonville's news and talk. This is the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Hey, Mark Kay, I just think all of this stuff that's going on here in Jacksonville and everywhere is a conspiracy against Donald Trump. That's why they don't want the RNC here. They don't want it anywhere because they don't want Donald Trump reelected.
Interesting. Mike Williams does not want Donald Trump reelected. Is that what you think? That's why he's saying we can't have the RNC here. We just don't have the, we're past the point of no return.
And at this point, we're simply past the point of no return to execute the event safely.
I mean, look, here's the thing that people don't understand. You can cancel the RNC. You can have it virtually. You can have Donald Trump have to call a press conference in the Rose Garden to accept the nomination. He's still going to run for president. He's still going to be elected. It's still going to happen. 855-765-1045. Oh, we had a guy on the phone that knew how to solve the security issue, but I guess he hung up. Maybe he rethought it. 855-765-1045. Is our number. This is Francis in Ohio. Hi, Francis. How are you? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hi. Thanks so much for answering my question yesterday.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your question today?
So just to let you know, I am a vegan and I'm libertarian and my parents are conservative.
You're a vegetarian. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I just wanted to ask, can a candidate legally get away without doing the presidential debates? And can you get Laura Loomer on the show? I would love to watch that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I don't know about Laura Loomer. But here's the thing. We can't even get Mike Williams on the show, and he's literally down the street. So I'm pretty sure Laura Loomer would be a tough get. The presidential debates are not mandatory. The only thing that if you want to win the presidency, all you need are 270 electoral votes, and you need to be at least 35 years of age, which Joe Biden is times two, times two and a half almost. And then you need to be born in the United States. So here's the deal. The debates are not mandatory. They are necessary for the electorate to kind of understand your platform and see what your status is and what direction you think you should take the country in. The debates are. But look, we know Joe Biden is a horrible debater, and we know this because he's debated like 9 times already this year. And people forget what happened pre-COVID and pre-Black Lives Matter riots. People forget what happened before George Floyd. What happened was we were watching these Democratic debates, it seems like weekly. There were like 9 of them or something. And every time Joe Biden went out there and debated with somebody, he fell in the rating. His numbers plummeted. His numbers plummeted. The first debate, he got out there, and first of all, he was overshadowed. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, they were all fighting for their lives. They were fighting for airtime. You know, even Cory Booker snuck a couple of great quotes in there that got some airplay after the debate. And Joe Biden, he spoke for maybe, what, a minute and a half in the first couple of debates. Then as the field started to winnow away and as the field started to get tighter and tighter, everyone was attacking, not Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, because he was taking. Remember, Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders had a huge back and forth because they were the front runners, and Pete Buttigieg was taking money from all these millionaires and billionaires, and Bernie Sanders would get out there and say, "I'm the only one here who's not taking money from millionaires and billionaires, right, Pete?" And he'd literally point out Pete Buttigieg. That's what was going on, and Bernie Sanders was an afterthought. Nobody on that stage thought Joe Biden was an afterthought. Nobody on that stage thought Joe Biden would ever get the nomination, especially when he lost the first 3 primaries. Joe Biden, after every debate, fell further and further down the line. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg all climbed higher and higher. And then what happened with Michael Bloomberg? Remember Michael Bloomberg? Michael Bloomberg came in the race and he said, all these Democrats are horrible and Joe Biden can't be president and I'm going to be president. And then there was that one great debate where Michael Bloomberg got on stage for that. He qualified for the first time for the debate. And Elizabeth Warren took him to task on every gag order that he made every woman that he ever sexually harassed sign. And he said that thing about, well, maybe they didn't like a joke I told. And that was it. Joe Biden said nothing. That debate was all about Elizabeth Warren bringing down Michael Bloomberg. And Joe Biden kept falling down and down. He's a horrible debater. He's a horrible speaker. He can't handle being on a debate stage with nine other people, let alone one-on-one against Donald Trump, who took down Hillary Clinton, who has been planning for these presidential debates or had been her entire life. The debates are not mandatory, no. In Joe Biden's opinion, Joe Biden's staff would love him to skip all the debates. If Joe Biden never debated, if Joe Biden never spoke again, his campaign managers would be happy. The problem is, by not even debating one time against Donald Trump, the president of the United States, he basically cedes weakness and feebleness and the inability to think, talk, make decisions, react, and lead. So he's in a tight corner. He has to debate, even though he knows it's probably going to destroy him. 855-765-1045. Good question. Coming back, we have a couple more comments about what's going on here with Mike Williams in Jacksonville and the RNC. Is it going to happen or not? We'll tell you right after this. More Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
Let's see. With all these major retailers convincing me it's safe to wear a mask and go in their store, I think I should be able to sue them when I pass out because I have emphysema or if I catch COVID-19. That's fair, isn't it?
You know, and that's the thing. There's all these legislative measures now saying, hey, because of COVID-19, you can't sue a retailer if you go into their store and you catch it. Also, I think it's really difficult to prove where you got it from. I mean, it's one of those. It's like saying, you know, where did you get your allergies? I was at the park. I got allergies. I'm going to sue the city. You know, I was at a golf course. I got allergies. I'm going to sue. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that. Also, we went recently to a place and they made us sign a release form. A COVID-19 release form before we were able to go in there.
Was it a restaurant?
No, it was a hotel.
Oh.
And they were like, just so you know, if you get COVID-19, it's not our fault. And I was like, oh, I'll give you that. With signing my kid up for flag football in the fall, there was, you know, they're like all the releases. There's the concussion release form. There's the injury release form. And now they've added one for the COVID-19 release form. So if your kid gets a concussion or an injury or COVID-19 while playing flag football, it's not our fault. And I wrote back, as long as they're winning, that's fine. But if my kid loses the game and gets COVID-19, you're going to hear from my attorney. 855-765-1045. Now, in about an hour from now, Lenny Curry is going to be speaking. We assume it's going to be about Mike Williams going rogue on the Republican convention and basically saying, hey, you know what? It's not going to happen the way it stands right now. Here he is yesterday at a press conference basically saying, we can't do this.
What I'm saying here today is that the plan that... You know, the bits and pieces of the plan that I have in front of me today is not something that I can support.
He can't support the plan that we have in place for the RNC, meaning he doesn't think that we can keep the city safe from whatever plans, you know, whatever's going to be happening.
I don't know where we go from here. I just know what I have in front of me today is not going to work.
What he has in front of him today is not going to work. And he's really concerned because, you know, tick tock, the clock's a ticking.
And at this point, we're simply past the point of no return to execute the event safely.
You know, I think maybe we bring in the Portland minivan police. Maybe that's, you know, once they're done in Portland or once they've kidnapped all the Antifa terrorists in Portland, maybe we just put them on a plane. Like I said, I will volunteer my minivan. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other people around here with minivans and you know, 4x4s and other, Suburbans. We have so many Suburbans in Jacksonville. Forget about it. You could just drive around the town and you could have the minivan cops just jump out and take in whoever they need to make sure that the president and all the delegates are safe while here in Jacksonville. But I guess he's concerned that what's happening is the RNC, the money that they're supposed to be getting, because there's federal money, there's Republican money, and then, of course, there's local and state money, which I guess he supposedly was promised. He doesn't see it. He can't sign the contracts and get the contractors in here. Cameras. Supposedly, there's supposed to be like 3,000 cameras set up around the joint. There's supposed to be federal, law enforcement agents brought in, 3,000 from different agencies. One thing I remember from the convention 4 years ago, because it was 4 years ago today, I was in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. And one of the things I remember is that when you walk in, they had these black electronic panels with cables that were wired into a tent, and there was a Secret Service agent standing right next to it. And I remember walking by, and I turned to somebody, and I go, "Do you know what that is?" They go, "Yeah, that's facial recognition. Every time you walk by, it's scanning your face to cross-reference it with a database of suspected terrorists or criminals or whatever." And I thought to myself, oh my God, every time I walk by, they're scanning my face. Guess what? If you're requiring everybody to wear a mask, facial recognition technology out the window. That's a whole other law enforcement tactic and tool that you've now taken away. Same way when you look at your iPhone, like you go to the grocery store, my wife texts me a grocery list, and I get to the grocery store, I've got my mask on, and I look at my iPhone and it won't open, and I go, oh, I've got to actually type in the four numbers to unlock this thing. What a pain in the butt. And then I do that so I can look at the grocery list. Same thing. If the facial recognition doesn't work on your iPhone, it's not going to work when you walk by the FBI scanner going into the RNC. So there's a lot of security issues that need to be dealt with. And Mike Williams is basically saying, I mean, he literally said it's not going to happen. He said it's not going to happen. And we're past the point of no return. Again, I feel like this is by making this public statement yesterday, by dropping this massive truth bomb on the RNC, I feel like he's basically saying we're not going to do it. And that's in an effort with the hopes that the RNC will now panic and get off their butts, or that Donald Trump will get wind of this and call somebody up and say, Rona, McDaniel, come on, get this guy what he needs. Get him the money. We got to be in Jacksonville. You know, we want the governor jumping up, making phone calls to the White House saying we got to get these contracts. I feel like Mike Williams is dropping this out there, not because he doesn't feel like it could happen, but because he's trying to light some fire under some butts and say, let's get this thing done. Because right now, hashtag fail. 855s. I wish you would have said that, by the way. How great would it be if Mike Williams was like, you know, this plan right now as it stands, hashtag fail. That'd be great. 855, in like 20 years, that's how sheriffs and governors and mayors are going to speak. 855-765-1045. This is Gary. Is it Gary or Gray? Sorry.
Gary.
It's Gary. Hi, hey, Gary, Mark. In Jacksonville. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you are the best. Hey, I got something you can do, the mayor can do, and the governor can do, and the chief of police can do right now.
I'm a little nervous. Does it start with kiss my?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
What you can do is the mayor, wouldn't it be great if the mayor and the chief of police and everybody would talk about our Stand Your Ground law and explain to the citizens of Jacksonville and Florida that we have a Stand Your Ground law. Explain that, tell us they're going to back us up, tell us how it works and what we can do, and it will go viral, Mark. And the whole country will be talking about it, and they'll be like, wow, they're prepping their citizens. They're getting ready for this, and these people will run like little wimps they are.
I see what you're saying. So, Gary, you're saying make a big PR push to remind everybody about Stand Your Ground laws here in Florida and let them know that if they need to take up arms to protect themselves and their families and their properties, they are protected legally. And that way, any Antifa terrorists who want to come in here and wreak havoc, they'll know that the state of Florida stands behind their armed citizenry. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
And, I like it.
And assure us, if the mayor talks about it and the governor, I guarantee you it'll go viral and our president will talk about it.
All right.
This thing, they'll do all our work for us, Mark. Thanks, brother.
Hey, that's a great idea. Why not let everybody know? Because here's the problem. In St. Louis, I don't know if you heard about the McCluskeys. Did you guys hear about the McCluskeys in St. Louis?
They got charged, right?
They got charged locally. That's right, because apparently pointing a gun threateningly, I guess is what the actual verbiage says, pointing a gun threateningly at somebody is a crime in St. Louis. So they were charged with a crime. The district attorney who is a Republican, is trying to get those charges dismissed. And the governor of Missouri,
he said he was going to pardon him, right?
Yeah, Okay, do you want to steal all my thunder?
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You can do the story.
No, it's all you.
And the governor of Missouri, Hannah,
I'm so sorry,
already said he'd be happy to pardon them if they were convicted. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's an attack on legal gun owners all over the country, especially in St. Louis. We want to make sure that Floridians here that are legal gun owners and lawful gun owners, yeah, maybe, you know what, maybe it is time to remind people that we aren't Missouri. We're Florida. And here in Florida, you know, guns are, they're like, you know, that's probably one of the most important. It's like kids, guns. For some people, it's the other way around. But it's one of the most important things. You pick up trucks up there as well. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned. The Markay Show's next, or continues next, on 104.5 WOKV.
Remember to subscribe to the Markay Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play. That way, you can listen to Mark whenever or wherever you want. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Battling bogus ballots, 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 battling bogus ballots.
Well, that was really good. That was earlier today. We cut a promo for the show where I said this. Governor DeSantis won a major battle in the battle against bogus ballots. Try saying that 10 times fast. And she did. She got like 5 in it. That was pretty solid, man. That was great. That was great. That was more of a hypothetical, but, you know, hey, we appreciate that open mic message. If you want to leave an open mic message with a tongue twister or a joke or just any kind of comment whatsoever, go to our mobile app, 104.5 WOKV in the App Store, Google Play, iTunes has it, and you can let us know your opinions on pretty much whatever you want. Maybe how to keep how to keep security around the RNC, because Sheriff Mike Williams says it ain't going to happen.
You want to solve the security issue? All you need to do is start bringing in some retirees, retired cops, retired veterans. I bet they'd be more than happy to stand guard and help.
I bet they would, man. And how embarrassing would it be if you're like a 22-year-old Antifa idiot and you get beat up by a retired veteran? That'd be kind of funny. 855-765-1045 is the number. Now, we have Mayor Lenny Curry speaking at 11:30, which we will bring you live. We believe that's going to be about Mike Williams' comments and the RNC, also COVID and 19 and the coronavirus here in Duval County. We also have a couple mail time. We got a letter, which is unusual because we don't get a lot of letters like this one. It has a stamp on it that says mailed from a state correctional institution. And on it, it says it's from the guy's name. It says Florida State Prison in Rayford, Florida. And I looked at the back and it's been opened and resealed. And I realized what they do at the prison, I guess, is they read the mail
right
before they send it out. Right.
You got to make sure nothing crazy gets out.
Correct.
Right?
There's no right to privacy at all.
Right.
So, yeah. So they opened the letter, they read it, and then they retaped it. Which I've never received a letter like this before.
I also proofread all mail that you get. So I read it before you see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just really curious.
Yeah. I don't want to make sure. I'm going to make sure nobody hurts your feelings.
God, how many people have read my mail before it actually gets to me?
Yeah,
from the correctional?
About 5% of the mail that gets sent actually gets to you.
Huh?
Yeah.
That is really interesting. You know what? I worked with a girl who had a husband in the Navy once, and they monitor all incoming mail and, or email that comes in. It's all on the server.
Oh, email. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And she would send him like nudie pics.
His company email?
Well, that's what they did, back to the boat or whatever.
What?
And she said all the wives did it, and everyone understood that there was somebody monitoring all of those. So there's like one guy on the ship, and his job was to look at all the wives' nudie pics as they come in.
Wow.
And girlfriends, and husbands, too. I mean, I'm sure some of the women, if there's a nudie pic going into a naval vessel, apparently there's someone on board looking at it and approving it before it goes out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what she told me. I don't know if it's true or not. But I tried to sign up and say I'd like that job. I don't know what you call that. I don't know.
You want to be the civilian screener? Yeah.
I don't want to be a captain. I don't want to be like a Maverick. I just want to be the email nudie pic screener on an aircraft carrier. That'd be great. Thanks. 855-765-1045. This is Daniel in California. How you doing, Daniel? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I saw the Chris Wallace interview with the president, and I thought the president did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Wallace seems to have that persistent hostility towards the president that we see in the White House briefings against Haley McEnany, sure, from Jim Acosta and the other mainstream media goons. I wonder why the president isn't talking more about the reports of 100% positives in the Florida labs, reports of people who received positive results when they never actually took the test, people being associated with COVID deaths, like a motorcycle accident, and he was positive, and he was still lumped together with the COVID numbers.
Yeah.
Why is nobody talking about more so and trying to quell the panic about the numbers being inflated the way they are when clearly we're seeing more and more examples of health departments that are inflating the numbers, the CDC mixing positive test results with antibody test results? Why do you think we're not seeing more of this narrative to help people understand that these numbers are being portrayed far worse than they actually are?
Well, the reason is easy, because none of that helps Joe Biden and hurts Donald Trump. Everything, and even Chris Wallace, I don't believe that Chris Wallace is your typical media person that is staunchly Democrat, staunchly left wing, sides with the socialists, and is using his position on Fox News and in the media to hurt the president for political power. I just feel like Chris Wallace has a big head and is annoyed that he's nowhere near as famous and respected as his father, Mike Wallace, and that President Trump calls him out. I feel like Chris Wallace believes, because he's Mike Wallace's son and because he's a big muckety muck on Fox News, he deserves respect. And the president doesn't just give it to him. He forces him to earn it. So with Mike Wallace, or with Chris Wallace, rather, I feel like it's just an ego thing. With everybody else in the media, they are dead set on unseating Donald Trump. They are dead set on getting this guy out of office. And if they reported all the stuff that you just mentioned, people would realize that the numbers all lie. You notice the Democrats, there's two things you can't trust coming out of the Democrats' mouth: the number of deaths from coronavirus and the popularity of Joe Biden. Because if you look at the Rasmussen poll for today, we got to take a break. We'll talk about that here in just a minute, and we'll crack open this letter from the correctional facility and see what it says. Also, we're waiting on the mayor to talk about the sheriff and the RNC. All that and more coming up on The Marque Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Marque Show.
This is The Marque Show.
855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is our number if you're trying to get through. Still a lot of questions about... there's two things today that the mayor's going to be speaking about, we believe. The first one is the COVID-19 crisis and what's going on here in Jacksonville and you know, the numbers going up, going down, that kind of thing. And also what Mike Williams said yesterday about the RNC and how there's no... Whatever it is, listen... We do not have the information we need to execute this event.
You know, I need to know the things I need. I'd like to know today they're going to be here in a month.
Yeah, but he's saying, look, my hands are tied.
Our hands are tied with some of the nuts and bolts of planning of the event, and we've just passed the point of no return.
All right, literally, that's his quote. We've passed the point of no return as far as the RNC coming to Jacksonville.
And at this point, we're simply past the point of no return to execute the event safely.
I'm sorry, to execute the event safely. You can execute the event, but it may be a disastrous just crime spree of chaos. Or you could give me the information I need, the money I need, and the security team that I've requested, and then we could have an actual RNC event that is not chaotic and a free-for-all of crime and insanity. 855-765-1045. Now, we had a caller beforehand asking about Joe Biden and the debates and, you know, talking about, you know, what was going on with COVID and why we're not getting the real numbers and things like that. The real numbers don't exist. There are no real numbers. Real numbers are a fallacy. That's a fantasy. That's a legend of things that back in my day, we used to have real numbers. Really? Yeah. Polling numbers were accurate, and the number of cases of diseases were accurate. Nobody made up anything. That's also a lie. People have been lying since, you know, they've been able to talk. But the fact is that the numbers that you get don't tell the whole story. For example, if you notice, they always talk about skyrocketing cases. Everyone's concerned about the skyrocketing cases of COVID-19. Everyone's concerned about how many cases there are. Why are cases surging in Florida? They're calling the president a liar because the president says the reason you have more cases is because we're doing more testing. And if you test more people, obviously you're going to find more cases. And everyone else in the media is saying the president, that's his go-to line, but that's not the truth. What really happens is there's more people getting together and not wearing masks, and opening up the restaurants and the beaches has been just turmoil. And the school, forget about it, the schools, that's going to be the deadliest mistake anyone has ever made in the history of anywhere. And at the same time, what people neglect to report on is while the number of cases are skyrocketing, the number of overall deaths are on the decline. And when you look at the number of new cases versus the number of deaths, you will see that there is a steady decline in the deadliness of this disease. For example, on April, let's pick a good day, April 15th, 2,752 new deaths reported from coronavirus. Now, do we know if they were all from coronavirus? No. As we've learned recently, some of them could have been from motorcycle accidents. On that same day, April 15th, we had 30,000 new cases. 30,000 new cases reported, 2,500 new deaths reported. So we're looking at just about 10%? Just about 10%? Of the reported cases. Now, fast forward to July 15th, we had 68,000 new cases reported nationwide. And on July 16th, the number of deaths nationwide, 957. That's nowhere near. The number of cases compared to the number of deaths continues to dwindle. And every time those numbers get further apart, this disease becomes less and less threatening, less and less deadly, less and less of a concern. But all the media wants to report on, all they want to keep you afraid of, are the skyrocketing cases, which doesn't make any sense. Skyrocketing case, it doesn't. Having a coronavirus outbreak, if it's not deadly, is not a concern, nor should it be to anybody. The hospitals here in Duval County aren't overrun, and I'm sure that the mayor's going to talk to you about that here at 11:30. You're not seeing hospitals being overrun with patients. You're not seeing a lack of respirators or ventilators or masks or medicine or cleaning supplies. We have plenty of everything. We're dealing with the cases. Most of the people, again, who continue to get this disease, either A, never know they have it, or think they have a cold for a couple of days, and then they go on their merry way. Yet that number of skyrocketing cases, that to some people, just shows chaos and misery in the United States. Might I also remind you, and I hate to be the bearer of good news, but 140,000 deaths have been reported so far from coronavirus in the U.S. 140,000. When we were at the Players, the other Josh and I were broadcasting live from the Players, and they sent us home early. They canceled the thing at noon. We got in the car. I turned on the radio. Everyone was tweeting that picture of flattening the curve. We must flatten the curve. And the one thing that shocked me was, if we don't flatten the curve, the projected death count in the United States was 2.5 million people. 2.5 million is what the so-called experts projected the death count to be from coronavirus in the U.S. Right now, we are standing at 140,000. If you're projecting 2.5 million and we're able to mitigate our way down to 140,000 deaths through social distancing and mask wearing and everything else that's going on, if you have 2.5 million projected deaths and 140,000 actual deaths, don't you feel like that is an incredible Don't you feel like that is an incredible success story for the national response and the local response and the state response? Don't you feel that keeping 2.35 million Americans alive that you originally thought were going to die from this disease? Don't you think that that is something to celebrate? You would if we lived in a normal society. But because the Democrats aren't in charge of the executive branch, because they're not in charge of the Senate, because they're not really in charge of the Supreme Court, although things have been going their way, they continue to scare you with these skyrocketing numbers, not telling you the whole truth. And they're doing the same thing with Joe Biden's poll numbers. They're doing the whole same thing with Joe Biden's poll numbers. They're trying to boost their candidates' credibility and popularity. And they're trying to make you think that Donald Trump, obviously Donald Trump is the reason the coronavirus is horrible. Obviously Donald Trump is the reason that Black Lives Matter protests continue in places like Portland every single day. Obviously the racial injustice that's been going on in this country since its inception is the fault of a man who's been in office for 3.5 years. And the reason we know that is because Joe Biden is so popular. But what they don't tell you is the real number. And if you look at the Rasmussen Daily Tracking Poll, the presidential approval poll, because the presidential approval poll is one of the most telling, most honest polls you'll see. And if you look at the presidential daily tracking poll from Rasmussen, you will see that today Donald Trump's approval rating is at 48%. 48%. Barack Obama's approval rating at the same time, July 21st, 2020, the same amount of time into his presidency, 48%. Donald Trump's highest approval rating ever, 51%, which means Donald Trump is right on average as far as approval for his overall job performance, despite anything you read or hear about in the media. So real numbers, they don't exist. Anytime somebody gives you a number, forget about it. It's fake news. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We're waiting on the mayor to come in here in just a minute. And we've got, Kayleigh McEnany just came to the podium at the White House for a press briefing. We'll listen in on that, see if there's anything we need to report back. And we will get to, I do definitely want to get to some mail time and this one letter, especially from the Florida State Penitentiary in Rayford, Florida. We'll do all that in just a minute. Keep it locked right here on the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
If you're on the go and can't listen live on the radio, stream the Markay Show in the WOKV app for your Apple or Android device. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Kayleigh McEnany, White House press secretary, is live right now doing it. She's doing a bang-up job with these dumb questions that the press keeps peppering at her. You know, and again, with this, with the coronavirus crisis, with everything going on with the protests, with the election coming up, with Joe Biden not wanting to come out and campaign, you would think the questions would be... beyond why is the president tweeting out photos of himself in a mask?
But she does a great job with it. Days of that. Currently in federal coffers, we have $10 billion, that's with a B, unspent, that is allocated for testing. And we want to ensure that in phase four, there is money that is targeted for testing.
Yeah. So she's got her binder out and she's answering the questions. And if anything else big happens, we'll get that to you. Also, we're waiting on Mayor Curry, who will be giving an update, I believe, on the RNC on COVID-19 in Duval, and also about Mike Williams' comments from yesterday. Plus, he'll be taking questions. We will bring you that as well. First, let's go to Ray in Jacksonville. Hey, Ray, how you doing? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
I'm doing good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, man. What'd you want to say, Ray?
Hey, man, so I had an idea for your shirt, your K-Pasa shirt.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's hear a good shirt idea.
So K-Pasa means what's happening or what happened.
Yeah, what's
up? I think it should say K-Pasa 2020, and then on the back, you should have an elephant standing over top of a donkey, because when we go to the polls in November, Trump's totally going to win, and we're going to keep this country good for another 4 years.
Oh, I like that. The elephant on top of the donkey. I prefer to call it a jackass, by the way, because that's really what it is. That's where it was named after Andrew Jackson. Also the namesake of our city. He was the first one to adopt the jackass as the symbol of his party, because, you know, Jackson, jackass, the rest is history. I don't know who came up with the elephant for the Republican Party.
I'll get on that.
But will you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you, Anna. I thought it'd be perfect. Research that and figure it out. Okay, so we got this letter that I want to read here quickly. It's from Joshua I won't give his last name, and there's a number, which I assume is like his, you know,
his number,
inmate number. And it's from Florida State Prison. It's stamped, mailed from a state correctional institute. It was opened, read, and resealed, I assume, by the correctional facility officers. And it's written on loose leaf paper. And I want to read some of it to you here, because this is kind of telling. Mark K, he starts off with, hi, I like your show, which is great. With the inmates, yeah. We're big with the inmates.
He's got to get in.
Yeah. Hi, I like your show. Longtime listener. I'm writing because I had an idea for a segment.
Oh, perfect.
This is great. Radio segments from prison. I love it. In 2010 to 2013, I was at Florida State Prison in long-term solitary confinement. Okay. I don't know a lot about prison life, but I feel like if you're in long-term solitary confinement for, 3 years, oof, that means you did something pretty bad, I would guess. He doesn't say what it is. Anyway, because of all the steel and concrete, I could only pick up one radio station. It was 95.1 WAPE, which is our sister station where I host a morning show. So for 3 years, I listened to you every single day. Now, this is something I hadn't considered. He was listening to my morning show every single day in prison because it was the only station he could pick up through
strong
the concrete.
Signals.
Yeah, right. We need to switch signals with him. Anyway, I love the segment you used to do called To Catch a Cheater. And for those of you that don't know, women would call us and say, I think my husband's cheating. And then we would call them with some kind of bogus story, try to catch him in the act. And we did that for years until the lawyers told us not to anymore. He goes, I have an idea on how you can use this on your current show on WOKV to catch a political cheater.
Ooh.
I dig it. How it would work is this. A husband suspects his wife of being a closet Democrat.
I love it already.
You call her as a surveyor or as a pollster and ask her to take a completely anonymous survey about her political views. Ask her if she likes Trump, et cetera. Maybe ask her if she voted for Obama when he ran. You know, try to get her to confess to being a, quote, political cheater.
That's hilarious.
I love it. I love this idea. It would be good. I'm back in long-term lockdown. Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh.
But I'm on the top floor and have better radio reception, so I can listen to you on 104.5 now. Oh, yay.
He's
that's
in the penthouse.
Moving up.
That's great news.
He's in
news.
The penthouse.
Congratulations. I'm in long-term lockdown, but at least I can get your radio station. I can listen to you on wonderful. Again, I really like your show and just wanted to add something if I could. Have a nice day. Josh.
Yes?
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
The other Josh.
What?
Josh wrote the letter. I think that's a great idea. Josh, you're familiar with lawyers, so we're going to have to consult with ours. But the Josh who's in prison. We're inmate Josh is very, you know, he's familiar with lawyers. We're going to have to figure out a way to make that work because I think that's a genius idea. Or we could just have people call because, you know, there is. We could go all Jerry Springer or Judge Judy, have couples in here who are known to be of different parties.
Oh, I love that.
You know, like, for example, my wife voted for Marco Rubio last time around in the primary. And
Rubio?
What did I say?
Mark?
And Marco. I call him Mark. Yeah, but in the primary, she wanted Marco Rubio because she thought he was attractive.
Oh.
that's funny.
And I go, that's your type? Because I look nothing like him. She was like, no, that's not my type. I just, anyway. 855-765-104. I like
good
that.
Good head of hair on that Marco Rubio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course there is. Of course there is. 855. He couldn't even win his own state, though. I'd like to point that out. So let's move on from that. 855-765-104. Quick break. We are awaiting the mayor. We'll take that live as soon as we get it. If he's not ready to go, we'll come back. We've got another box to open, too. It's the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV.